Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Happy Monday. Well, I say happy Monday. Not exactly. Around these parts, talking about the Falcons' loss to New England yesterday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We're going to get to the wake-up call in just 1 second. Before we do that, and let me just say this, too. When we get the wake-up calls, get there. All right, we got full phone lines from top to bottom. You got 5, maybe 10 seconds to get through whatever you're thinking on this loss yesterday. It obviously stunk. Here's what I'm going to talk about before we get there. And, Bo, I want you to tell me if I'm wrong on this. This is the most important week of Raheem's tenure for the Atlanta Falcons. This week, like not the game, not the outcome of the game against the Colts. This week, though, making sure that even if you lose, this game does not get lopsided in Germany. You've lost three straight. You're flying all the way to Germany, and you're playing one of the best teams in the NFL. He has to put this team up to bat this week, and he has to do his best coaching job. All the stuff we talk about the locker room, the culture, the vibes, whatever else it is, he has to have these guys locked in this week. I think it's the most important week of his tenure right now.
You can go to Berlin and lose. You can't go to Berlin and get blown out.
100%.
And it's kind of a crossroads for the season in general. That's the thing. Like I am as emotional as anybody. And when you lose like you did to the Dolphins – that was angry for me. That was at a loss. That was that was as frustrated as you'll hear me. Yesterday, I saw a team that made mistakes and overcame them at times. Was very resilient. I can't look at yesterday and say, "Oh, coaching sucks." It's all in the coaching, because there was executional things that the players have to get right on the field. There's nothing else you can do to set guys up to go out there and execute more than what they did. Did I like every call? No. I had no issue with the 4th and 20, Mike. I punted. I mean, it's really ridiculous. I have no issue the way the first half necessarily played out, because what you were trying to do. I understand what you were trying to do. As a coach, I think before we get these calls, and I want your comment before you do, you are making decisions, and sometimes you're gambling that your guys are going to get a play so you get an opportunity. If they don't make the plays, then it's easy to look back and say, well, you're an idiot for doing that. If you don't take timeouts on that drive, right, before the half where it looks like you're about to give them points because you took them, and you make the stop, now you're second-guessed by the fan base for not taking those timeouts. So there are situations as a coach where you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So you got to go with whatever you think is how you're playing. It worked out. I think we're overly hypersensitive of judging based on what does and doesn't happen. I got a guy ask me, why didn't we go for two? Well, there was 5 minutes left in the game when you scored the touchdown late in the game, and you don't expect to miss the extra point.
Yeah, time is a flat circle. I had a tweet yesterday from a gentleman that was like, hey, I think instead of going for the 4th and 2, we should have kicked a field goal in the first half. The one where you tried to throw the slant to Drake London. Like, time is a flat circle. Do you really, like, looking back on that, do you think kicking a field goal was the right thing to do
now
in that situation?
Think that, do you?
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I understand the sentiment of saying, hey, take the points. But I think that when you look deeper into it, this is not fantasy football. It's just, you know whether or not your kicker's good from there. You know what your odds are better at doing. I even think in real time, the 4th and 2, I actually thought that Michael Penix made a bad read at the time. Like, there's no way that throwing the quick slant to Drake London when Christian Gonzalez is in press coverage is your read. I'm going to go back and watch it this morning. I'm like, there ain't nobody else open. Like, that's how the play is designed to be. Everybody else is on the left side of the formation. He's got one-on-one on the right. You throw the quick slant. So you believe in him. All right, again, wake-up call coming up. Keep it really, really short and quick. Let's try to get to all these. All right, let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines, and let's get to the first caller. Dylan, let's talk to Josh in Lawrenceville. Josh, what's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Mike Mafia, stand up real quick. Hey, real quick, guys. Y'all have been hitting the nail on the head. The team played really good. Minus the mistakes. Penix looked good. It's good to have him back. Drake played out of his mind. It's the kicking situation. I mean, granted, we all don't want to go back in time. Wish we could just cut coup. But kickers are such a head case. You really don't know what they have or what they can do until game time situations. And I think they're going to get better. But like Bo just said, this week in particular on Sunday, you cannot get blown out against the Colts. You got a 6-7 loss window. And if you will make the playoffs, like the playing around has stopped today.
Yeah, appreciate the phone call. Brings up a good point. Like I said, I think this is the most important week in Raheem Morris's tenure. I'm not the guy that's going to stand on the table for Raheem Morris right now. I do, as it stands right now, I hope he gets a chance to make his new offensive coordinator hire, because as it stands, I'd keep Raheem. I'd get rid of Zach right now. But obviously, that there's a lot more to pan out, and I actually thought that Zach Robinson took steps in the right direction this past weekend. All right, Dylan, let's go back to the lines. Let's talk to Dan in Decatur. Dan, welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
Mafia, what's happening, y'all? Stand up.
Love it.
Hey, man, real simple, man. It's just execution, bro. It's execution. As a coach, it's frustrating. We make certain calls. It's got to be done on the field. You know what I mean? They played a good game, but it's got to be done on the field at the same time. So, you know, a lot of people say and point the finger and play the blame game. But if you really understand the game of football and you're watching and you see what's going on, you will understand that there are certain things that are just not on the coaches. Also, Young Ho Cooper, we was just playing, bro. We were just playing, bro. We were just playing. Come on back.
Yeah, have a good one.
No, we were not just playing. I'm good on that. I don't need to live that experience anymore.
It's a good point. Like, again, we can pinpoint things where there are coaching issues, but if we're going to blame coaching for it, we're gonna play blame game. We have to be real with ourselves and blame when the players don't get it done too. It's not always coaching. It's not always players. Sometimes it's all of the. Sometimes you can go towards more one or the other. Last week, have at it, brother. You weren't prepared for whatever you didn't make it, whatever you want to say. Last week, I think coaching takes a lot of blame in that.
Yeah.
I think this week, there were a couple of plays where you clearly had things that you were trying to do, and there were little moments where you didn't go out there and per man make the play, and they did.
Have we even made the point yet on this show that Charlie Warner played 5 snaps?
We have not even talked about it.
Charlie Warner, 5 snaps yesterday.
We can talk about it. Some of that might have been the game plan to open it up more and try to do that. Some of it might have just been, let's show something different from the run game where we have a little bit of, unscouted looks.
We're going to get the phone lines. In my mind, I'm hoping Raheem Morris walked in that offense room and goes, I don't want to see freaking 10 wide zones in a row at all. And I don't want to see Charlie Warner running with the motion and we're just tucking him behind him. I don't want to see it. That's what my brain tells me.
And remember the conversation that we supposedly had, Zach Robinson, D-led, the offensive line coach, Dwayne Ledford, 30 minutes after the game about maybe that was some of it, getting different run scheme involved.
They did. They did, and they tried to, and they had a couple that did actually work. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's talk to Randy and McDonald. Randy, what's going on, man? Welcome back to the show.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I ain't gonna lie. I think Mike, you touched on it a little bit, man. Zach Robinson, man. I don't even think it's a big week for Raheem. I think it's Zach Robinson, man. We got to see something. And man, our first 15, maybe 20 plays this game was awful to me. We had 3 quick three and outs, man, and we were, I think it was 14-0 real quick.
Yep.
And another thing before I go, man, when is the fan experience going to be on 92.9 The Game? Nah, I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all have a good day.
Appreciate the phone call, man. There is no more important hire than a defensive coach hiring his offensive coordinator. There's just not. Like, we can talk about all these other situations. You talk about the coaches, Dan Quinn, Cliff Kingsbury, McDonald, and Clint Kubiak, even Mike Vrabel. Do you know who Mike Vrabel's first two offensive coordinators were when he got the Titans job? LaFleur and Arthur Smith. All right, you know who the two guys after that were? Me neither. Nobody remembers. They got him fired. All right, that's exactly what happened. Well, Mike Vrabel ended up getting fired.
You could say Ryan Tannehill got him fired.
Who's that?
Ryan Tannehill.
Well, that's another conversation for another day. He also had a couple 12-1 seasons that made him, you know, look actually good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, let's try to get at least one more in here. Let's go to, hey, Dylan, let's go to Gabe in East Atlanta. Gabe, welcome to the show, man. What's going on?
Hey, hey, hey. What's up, Mike Mafia?
Hey, man. Let's go.
So real quick. So we played in Boston, right? So yeah. And we lost. I want to do the movie Celtic Pride to Zach Robinson. I just want to kidnap him to the end of the season. I'll feed him good, lemon pepper wings. I'll even give him some of that bourbon ice cream y'all had on Friday.
Oh,
but he
yeah.
cannot see wow. Flowery Branch. He can't see Flowery Branch until February 31st.
I tell you what, I agree.
Appreciate
I can't believe
call,
Zach yeah. Robinson missed the extra point. I can't believe he snapped the ball early. I mean, damn. I get it, but
he's
I get it.
He's not completely void.
I'm not.
You
there.
And I talked about on the pregame here, show that this. How many teams had come out in the first possession and scored touchdowns on
I know.
Seven
Look,
out of eight,
again,
and we go three and out.
Again, I'm not saying that, but again, one person didn't cost you the game yesterday. One person did not cost you that football game yesterday. That's all I'm saying.
We can talk round.
I
don't think Gabe was saying that.
I'm all about calling out guys when they screw up. I mean, you know, if you want to talk about the 2 weeks before that, I think Zach Robinson gets a lot of blame.
Let's not let it go by the wayside either. That Gabe definitely said February 31st. That was pretty funny.
Yeah, I'm glad you noticed that.
And I don't
that.
Know, is that a ding by the wayside? I don't know. All right. Well,
I also want to mention it's 2025. Everyone's feelings are valid. Everyone feels
is that
a certain
what it
way.
Is?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I live in 1995 then because I don't believe
oh,
that.
Yeah. Sure, color me shocked. Like, I can't believe you don't think the feelings are valid. Let him air it out. Let's go.
Yes, air it out. Use this as your therapy today. And join the morning shift. That's us every Friday for the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Bo will fire up the grill, share his favorite game day recipes, and you can share your best work on the grill by tweeting at the morning shift. Again, it's the tailgate at home presented by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Coming up, former Falcons QB and Falcons Radio Network analyst, Dave Archer will join us to talk about yesterday's game. He is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.